We had a very provocative conversation on Friday about the kidnapping in Nigeria with activist and author Professor Bell Hooks. She claimed that beyond this brutal kidnapping, the use of girls as pawns in a wider struggle between male-dominated military forces or institutions is actually the story in the world right now. Revolutionary feminism, Bell Hooks says, is fighting for its life right now in the world. So we decided to speak with Bell Hooks about who passes for a revolutionary feminist today. Oprah Winfrey called tech executive Sheryl Sandberg, the CEO of Facebook, the new voice of revolutionary feminism.
I don't pretend to have the answers for all women and men, but I really want the world to be more equal. I really think we'll all be happier and our businesses will perform better and what leadership is will change. Mm-hmm. And I took a deep breath and I'm doing it, and I want other people to do what they would do if they weren't afraid.
Sandberg got a lot of attention from women for her book Lean In about women in leadership, but Bell Hooks says this Lean In concept isn't inclusive, and by her way of thinking, it's neither revolutionary nor particularly feminist.
Once again, the voices that have emerged talking about what it means to be a successful woman is the criteria remains the criteria of the larger society, which is making lots of money. And yes, we've seen women are going to control in the next decade trillions of dollars. But what will that really mean for the questions of feminist consciousness, practical living? Because of the greed of our nation, people confuse material success with some kind of notion of freedom.
Do you believe Sheryl Sandberg is a feminist in her Lean In philosophy?
I don't believe that Sheryl Sandberg's Lean In philosophy speaks to enough women to really be an advocate of feminist politics. I think Sheryl Sandberg as an individual probably holds feminist values and some feminist practices. I mean, you kind of have to have a certain amount of feminist thinking to soar as a female in this society, because you have to have the energy and will to push yourself forward. So to that extent, one can see a feminist spirit in her actions. But certainly when we look at Lean In, we see that it is primarily directed at a very small group of potentially very successful women in our society, mostly white.
There's a modeling dynamic in the United States, which is interesting. I think white women who are educated look at Sheryl Sandberg and see a very clear model of how they're—
Oh, absolutely.
But African-American women don't look at someone like Ursula Burns, who's the CEO of Xerox, and necessarily see the same path for them. Can you explore that a little bit?
Well, look at Ursula Burns. People don't even know she exists. I mean, part of what was so intriguing about Sheryl Sandberg is that she came like out of nowhere and suddenly she had this enormous visibility. Ursula doesn't have that. Nobody's really paying much attention to her at all.
But she probably has more impact, day-to-day impact, in terms of technological innovation and control of a workforce and, you know, playing in this, you know, sandbox of big business than Sheryl Sandberg does.
Well, that's why I think a scholar like Michelle Wallace, a feminist thinker, has written so much about invisibility blues, because Ursula can have that power, but because of imperialist, white supremacist, capitalist patriarchy, she doesn't necessarily have the visibility that would let people know that she's there. And I was listening to Neil deGrasse Tyson, and he was saying, you know, he recognizes that he went through a lot of those obstacles to get where he is. And that's the thing that we don't hear from a Sheryl Sandberg, whereas I think if we talk to an Ursula, we would hear about the obstacles that were in her way. And people don't want to hear that. They want a more positive story.
Do people assume that the success of someone like Ursula Burns or Neil deGrasse Tyson in overcoming obstacles is equivalent to the elimination of those obstacles?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what it becomes, or some form of exceptionalism. Well, you know, they were able to do this because they were exceptions and not because they were actually like every other little kid that wanted to do something fantastic, but simply had the will to persevere, to move forward in spite of obstacles.
So perseverance, as heroic as it sounds in the media, is actually a kind of emotional tax on people who have to face obstacles.
Absolutely. And it shows in our health that many, many successful black females, for example, have incredibly bad health. and cross class. Black women have bad health. If you're a rich white woman in this country, you're likely to be much more healthy than a poor white woman. Not the same if you're a rich black woman, because the levels of stress that you may have had to undergo to get where you're going will take its toll on your mental health and your physical health.
You just used a characterization involving the words capitalist, white, patriarchy. That really just sort of rolled right off your tongue. Could you repeat?
Imperialist, white supremacist, capitalist, patriarchy. I live for the day, John, when it rolls off everybody's tongue.
What would be a sign besides that in America that that patriarchy is being confronted in a serious way?
I think the major sign would be an end to male violence against women and children. I think that it makes us very deeply despairing to see so much more awareness of violence against women, domestic violence, incest, but it's not really changing.
What would change it?
People taking patriarchy seriously. I always say if you go to door to door in America and you ask people, do you think men should beat women? Most people will say no. But if you say, well, in order to change that, we must embrace feminist thinking, and that's when you'd be told we don't want to take the next step.
Or, you know, looking at your watch, or I got to move on, or thanks for that, but I don't want to get into a serious discussion here.
Or I don't want to take any action on behalf of what it means to challenge domination in any form. I mean, patriarchal domination is probably the primary form of domination in our culture where people live with the dominator. I mean, most black people don't live with white people, or Latina people don't live with white people, or, you know, most rich people don't live with dirt poor people. But when it comes to patriarchy, that whole thing of having the person who exploits or oppresses or right there in your home is quite different from when you are struggling against an outside force.
Bell Hooks, black feminist author, professor, and activist. And what do you think of her provocative notions of Sheryl Sandberg's lean-in philosophy?
Certainly, when we look at Lean In, we see that it is primarily directed at a very small group of potentially very successful women in our society, mostly white.
Do you agree? Disagree? What is a voice of revolutionary feminism today? Who speaks for women? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and you can be a part of our listener response network by just signing up for our texts. One text a day. We'll ask you a question featured on the next day's program so your voice becomes part of the on-air conversation. Text the word START to 69866. That's START to 69866.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.